Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We bless your name. Have your seat in God's presence and listen to me attentively. The Lord knows that some of you are not making progress. The Lord knows that some of you are not moving forward. The Lord knows that it looks as if you are rooted to the same spot for a long time. The Lord knows that some of you have been tied down. He knows that your life might be at a standstill. He knows some of you are restricted and limited. You have done everything within your power, humanly possible, and things seem not to be moving. The Lord knows that some of you rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall. Sometimes you come, I want to share the first part of my testimony. The other one, I will come back after everything is full. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. In fact, when some people tell you this, we are still waiting for the other part of your testimony. Then you have not come back. He knows. And that is why he said in this April, whether you like it or not, the devil like it or not, anybody around like it or not, you are shifting and there's supernatural progress for you. Are you here? You see, if you are a member of a church, there are some things you don't have an option about again. One of it is progress. If you are a member, you must progress. Oh. Tell somebody, if you are a member of this church, you must progress. Oh. Make an art out with it. You must progress. Oh, you know we are Nigerians. We must add oh to everything. Make an add oh. Say, if you are a member of this church, you must. You can't walk with lions and eat with eagles and become a chicken. Hello, do you understand that? So in some things, you don't have an option. Once we decree it, the Lord declares it, you fall in line and you align with it. Are we here? And in this month of April is supernatural shift. And the first shift is supernatural progress. Look at somebody. Say this month. Say in 2022. Say you are progressing. Say it doesn't matter if you are tied down. Say it doesn't matter if you are in a standstill. Say hear the word of the Lord. I can say hear the word of the Lord. Say make progress. Move forward. I can hear say hear the word of the Lord. Make progress. Move forward. Pray for that person. Make progress. Make progress. Hear the word of the Lord. Make progress. Make progress. Move forward. Make progress. Hear the word. Matata kata. Etete tete. Maria kata labaka. Eria kata labaka. Mary kete lebo korea. Make progress. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some are moving in circles. I'm moving in circles. It's not progress. I can do this till Jesus comes. I will not get to Asokoro. If I want to go to Asokoro, I move. Some are having motion. There is no movement. It's not every motion that is movement. Hello, are you here? You in Shellari, we can see you walking. But there is nothing to show for the walk. It is motion. It is not progress. It is not movement. We are not interested in motion. We are interested in progress. Tell somebody, we are not interested in motion. We are interested in movement. We are interested in movement. We are interested in progress. Say, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. Say, make progress. Move forward. Say, supernaturally. Tell the person, supernaturally. Make progress. Move forward. Supernaturally. Make progress. Move forward. Supernaturally. Make progress. Move forward. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up. Say, from today, I will not be met at the same point they have left me. I make progress. I move forward. I will not be left at the same place they found they left me. Innovatively, creatively, I make progress. I move forward. I will not be found the same place they left me. I will not be found in the same place they left me. I make progress. I move forward. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Is there anybody here that you have been known by a particular kind of dress before? So you know that guy where they always wear black jeans and checkers. Then I want check. You know that blue check? The guy used the blue check so they But that is the past. And the Lord is changing your story. Whatever men have known you by, let the Lord bring a change in your story. Can I hear your amen? Let there be a change. Let there be a change. Let there be a change. Let there be supernatural progress for you. Let there be supernatural progress for you. Let there be supernatural progress. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen to me. Things might be decreasing. Things might be degenerating. But the word of God for you is what? Make progress. Can I say make progress? Say make supernatural progress. I can't hear you say make supernatural progress. Say as the Lord leadeth. Say this month and beyond. I supernaturally move forward. Move ahead. Make progress. As the Lord leadeth. As the Lord leadeth. This month and beyond. I supernaturally make progress. Can I hear you? As the Lord lives. As the Lord lives. Say as the Lord lives. This month. This month. This month. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. The Lord does not look at the situation you are in when He asks you to make progress. Exodus 14, verse 15. They were at the Red Sea. The Red Sea was ahead of them. Mountains by their side. Behind them, Egypt. And what instruction are He going to give at that time? He said, go forward. I come today. Whatever surrounds you, it does not matter. Listen to the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, make progress, move forward. Make progress, move forward. Make progress, move forward. In the name of Jesus. So God said to him, the Lord said to Moses, Exodus 14, 15. Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to do what? To go. Please put it on the screen for me. Tell the children of Israel to do what? Tell members of TCI to do what? Tell members of TCI to do what? You are a member of TCI. What are you doing? Are you sure? You are a member of TCI. What are you doing? You are a member of TCI. What are you doing? You are a member of TCI. What are you doing? You are making progress. You are going forward. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. When you don't take the first step, you don't go forward. Your going forward is dependent on the first step. Hello, are we here? 2 years ago, came to church. I was here a year before COVID. And said, everybody in this church that is interested in doing business, go and register your business name. Anybody can remember? I register your business name. Immediately I said it, like a month after, the government brought a policy that reduced the price of registration down. In fact, you can register yourself. Some people still did not register. Then an opportunity came up in my office and I said, oh, this one is my church member that will do it. So I called some young people and said, come and do this. Do you have a business name? They don't have. Do you have this? They don't have. Do you have that? They don't have. They have skill. They have knowledge. They pray in church. I am making progress. I am going forward. But the first step for their progress, they don't have it. So they are not making progress. You want people to give you contract. Which company name will use it for the contract? Oh Lord, changing my story. Changing my story. Which story is changing when you are not ready to change? So we have to look for a church member that is trustworthy and say, oh, you have a business and can we have it? And we collected it and they did the business with that. That's how many of you have been missing opportunities because you don't follow simple instructions. You want to become a big man. You don't have a company name. No business name register. No limited. No nothing. But you want to do business. That means you want to be local, local. Eh? Mr. Local, local, you are in the wrong church. You are moving from local, global, international. Hello? Hello? Are we here? What I'm saying is this, is that most of the time, it is not the enemy, it is you. Go back home, check the mirror, you are your worst enemy. Because the reason, the first step for your progress most of the time, they are not taken by you. I don't know if you have gotten to the place where God tells you, you have prayed enough. It's time to walk. Listen to me. New SA Bashir, TCI. Every prayer, if you have been here for 2-3 years, every prayer that can move you forward, you have prayed them. In fact, from fasting time to now, we have prayed the prayers. It is walking time. Tell somebody, it's time to walk. I didn't hear. Tell another person, it's time to walk. Tell another person, it's time to walk. Tell another person, it's time to walk. You want to travel abroad. You want to go to France. You have not learned French. What will you use to work there? You will fail woefully. In fact, you will suffer. You will not know how to come back to Nigeria. France, oh Lord, France, France. God has not moved some of you forward because he doesn't want you to be embarrassed publicly. Spain, oh Barcelona. Madrid, oh Madrid. He can't speak one Spanish. I want to remember one Spanish. The thing just flew away. So that I can harass you as if I understand. But the Lord said, no harassment. Because you yourself, you don't know. Oh, Spanish, come now. Which gate is care? Which gate is care? Listen to me. It's time for us to tell ourselves the hard truth. You need to make progress. You need to take some steps. Are we ready to take those steps? Lift your hand and I pray. Receive the grace to do the needful. Receive the grace to do the needful. Receive the empowerment to take the first step. In the name of Jesus, receive the empowerment to take the first step. Receive the empowerment to take the first step. Receive the empowerment to take the first step. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Genesis 26. Let's look at the epitome of a man of progress. Genesis 26. Let's read verse 1. Let's read from verse 1 to 5. And then we'll jump to verse 12 to 14. Please go with me. Now, there was famine in the land beside the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Gerar to Abimelech, king of East Philippines. Then what happened? Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall. That I've shared with you before. Of all my life, when I was in Tennessee, I just wanted to go abroad. My family, I have many family members abroad. So I just wanted to go abroad. And it was agreed that after I finish my first degree, I can go. So by the time I finished my first degree in 98, and I was about to go serve around that time, serve 98, I went for a program at the Fountain of Life Church. Pastor Odukoya, sorry, the Fountain of Life, I went to Fountain of Life Church. There was this thing called Larry Bunker's book, Business by the Book. How do you run your business by the word of God? So I went for that conference. But in that church, there's something they do. When you are entering, there's something they call prophetic word. They put it on paper. You will just be picking a paper. So I got there, planning to go abroad. So when I got there, the scripture I picked was Genesis 26, 1 and 2. In fact, that is why you see, you know me. You wouldn't have seen me. It is because of this verse. That is why I'm still here till today. You will not have known me, I tell you. Maybe my genes will be here now. Maybe I'll be doing yo man. I'm not making progress. Because I found myself in the wrong land. And the Lord spoke. I read it. The Lord spoke to me. The Lord appeared to him. Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land of which I shall tell you. And the rest is history. Now you know me. I'm seeing the country by this word. There are some things that happen that are trendy, that are in vogue. Hear God before you take the step. Are you here? You know, every young man dream, even though we are 200 million, is that all of us want to go abroad. But you know that 2 million of us cannot go abroad. Nobody will take us. If you know that and you are here, face here very well and do well here. Let me tell you, God, somebody, if you are not going abroad, face here. and do here very well. They will not talk now. Say, if you are not going. Say, if you are going, may the Lord go with you. Tell the boy. Say, if you are going, may the Lord go with you. But if you are not going, stay here. Face here. Walk here. Do well. In the name of Jesus. A word is enough for the wise. Let's continue verse 3. So the Lord spoke to him and said, stay, stay. Have a word. So if things are not working for me in Nigeria, I can go back to the Lord and say, God, you told me, stay here. And you see what? I've never had one regret since I stayed. I've never had. I've gone abroad a lot of time. I stopped going myself. I had visas I did not use. Because I think about it. I've not paid children's school fees. I've not built the next house. I've not built a better house. Why would I go and spend my dollar abroad? I had visas. I stayed. It's a choice. Are we here? Let's continue. So he said, sojourn in the land and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your offspring, I will give all this land and I will establish the oath that I swore to your father. Verse 4. Continue. Let's go. I will multiply your offspring all as the stars of heaven. And I will give to your offspring all this land. And in all your offspring, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statute, and my law. So Isaac did what? And so Isaac did what? So Isaac settled in the land. Jump to verse 10. Jump to verse 10 to 14. No, 12. 12 to 14. 12 to 14. 12 to 14. Oh yeah, let the whole church read together. No, first, put it in King James and let the whole church read together. Oh yeah, let's go. And Isaac sowed in the land and received next year. 10 years after. And Isaac stayed in the land and received in the same year and hundredfold. And the Lord. Oh yeah, let's go on. Breathe in. Because this will be your testimony soon. Breathe in. Let's go. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became. What is the name of a man? And Abiodu Aribike was great and went forward and grew until. Let's go. What is the name of a man? And the man Abiodu Aribike was great and went forward and grew until he became. Jump to verse 18. And Isaac dig again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called them their name after the names by which his father had called them. There, Isaac is an epitome of supernatural progress. If you look at the life of Joseph, Joseph was an epitome. I would have loved to use Joseph, but the story is longer. Joseph, it was an epitome of supernatural progress. He had a vision. But you see, the life of Joseph shows that life is not a straight line. Life has curves. It has detours. There's no straight line between here and Lagos, sir. No straight line between here and your house. We move, we turn. That is how life is. There is no straight line to anywhere. Even when you are climbing the palm tree, there is no shortcut. Except you want to break your back. Do you understand? People that look for shortcuts in life, they end up breaking their backs. There is no shortcut. Look at the life of Isaac. Isaac, an epitome of great forward. The secret of going forward was the secret that Isaac had. Number one, Isaac heard God clearly when he was about to take a decision. When he was about to make a decision, he heard God. Listen to me. What decision are you about to take? Hear God on the matter so that you can make progress. Sometimes experiences does not suffice. Listen to me. What is happening in Nigeria now? It has never happened before. Experience will not make it. Please listen to me. what is happening in the world now, it has never happened before. Experience will not cause it. It's a revelation that will cause it. Hello? You did it the same way last week. Last year, 2 years ago, it was typewriter. If you have typewriter experience, you will go hungry in this age. Do you know that? Do you know that if your everything you know about computer is Word, Excel, PowerPoint, you have not started yet, this generation, you know that it's not data science and all those things. Yesterday does not matter. You need to hear God. Experience in this time and age no longer suffices. Things have changed. Hello, are we here, sir? Please, tell somebody, experience might not be enough. Tell somebody quickly, say, for you to make progress, say, experience might not be enough. You need revelation. Tell the person, you need to hear God. Say, you need to hear God. Say, you need to hear God. Say, you need to hear God. Hear God. Let me tell somebody. Almost whisper, say, hear God. Before you take that decision, for there to be progress, what do? You do what? Hear God. That's one. And you know that is not the main issue. We have many people in church that hear God. They are very prophetic. Sometimes I watch TV. In those days, I've stopped doing that. In those days, when I get home, I'm tired. I have one, what do they call this dish? So there are many different kind of pastors, shamas on it. Different false prophet, good prophet. So I just sit down and I watch. Sometimes, it's my friend that introduced me to it. He said, sometimes if you want to watch comedy, go and watch those things. So I started watching some things. One thing I noticed is that some people can see. How they see, I don't know, but they can see. I discovered that most people that can see don't have the solution to what they see. I've understood that in church, many people hear God, but they don't have solutions to what they have heard. There is a place of hearing. There is a place of obedience. It is not the people that hear. It is the people that obey. It is not them that read the word. It is them that do the word. They are the ones that make progress. Are you here, sir? The word God told you last, after your visions and revelation, what have you done with them? For you to make progress, you hear God. For you to make progress, you obey God. For you to make progress, you do what God said. If you read chapter verse 2 of that Genesis 26, he said, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. He dwelt there. He heard God. Don't move. He did not move. He dwelt there. Sir, some people are supposed to pack their bag and leave Abuja. God did not send them here. The more they stay here, NYSC, now your suffering continues. Where God did not send you to, he will not provide resources there. It looks as if I'm a mad pastor. We need people to come to church, and I'm saying some people to leave Abuja. Know why you are here. Did he ask you to go here? Auntie Buki was here. And Auntie Buki, though they do younger, I want to show everybody, say, no, be Auntie Buki, look, can't make money in Abuja. So you came because of Auntie Buki. And the Buki is bulalaying you. Life is booking you. Why are you here? You make progress by obeying. Let me tell somebody, we make progress by obeying. Therefore, we come by grace. Everyone living obediently to the word of God, and there is no progress. Hear the word of the Lord. Make progress! In the name of Jesus. So if you obey the voice of God, he did something I wanted to do. He found a new way of doing an old thing. Let me explain to you. In those days, famine is by rain. Genesis 26:1. Please, give me Genesis 26:1. Genesis 26:1. And there was famine in the land. What does it mean when they say there is famine? Anywhere in the Bible you see there was famine in the land, what it means is that rain refused to fall. They were like us in Africa. When you need to farm, you plow and pray for rain to come. When I was in Kano, almost every year we pray. We gather, oh Lord, give us rain. Oh Lord, give us rain. Oh Lord, give us rain. That was the kind of prayer the Philippines were praying that Isaac was not praying. Everybody waits for the rain. What did Isaac do? Verse 18. He dug a well. Listen, in Nigeria, people are waiting for the rain. Start digging wells. Did you get what I'm saying? Are you confused? There was famine. No rain fell. But God showed him big wells. He was the first mechanized irrigation farmer in the world. No wonder he was great. He became very strong until everybody started to envy him. If you do things the way everybody is doing, you have everybody's result. So what you are going to do as you go home today is to sit down and say, God, in what new ways can I do old things I'm doing? Show it to me. They were waiting for the rain. He dug well. You know what we are all waiting for? My uncle should have political appointment so that I can receive contract. You go wait, tired, because now all of us, they pray the same prayer for our uncle. You get uncle, I get uncle. All of us, they pray for political appointment. We need to start digging wells. Tell somebody, we need to start digging wells. Say, stop waiting for the rain. Start digging wells. Do you know, sir? Do you know, sir, that everywhere in Asia and the Western world, they farm throughout the year. But in Nigeria, we farm only during rainy season. They dig wells. They channel rivers. So they are always farming. See, experience of waiting for rain will never work. It's time to do something different. Father, your ears, let me pray for you. For everyone willing, I ask the Lord to give you new ideas. Fresh ideas that will make you make progress. New ideas. I pray for everyone here. New ideas. Fresh ideas for your progress. New ideas. 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 And fresh ideas for your progress. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you seeing, George? Give me verse 12. Give me verse 12. My time is fast, man. Can we read together? And Isaac, and in the same, what does it mean? Isaac sowed in the land. Because this is one of the verses we used to preach prosperity gospel. Who was the prophet he gave money to here? No, did we not go to school? Can we read it together? And Isaac in the land. If they say you sowed in the land, what did you do? You planted cassava, you planted maize, you planted something. Isaac walked diligently in the land. Samuel, Prophet Samuel was not here. Who was the prophet he gave something to? He sowed in the land. It's time to sow, sir. It's time to work hard. It's time to work diligently. It's time to do something. There are many people speaking grammar, having nothing. There are many people, they have never completed anything in life. They are stars. See, I've discovered, now I've made up my mind, I'm not going to talk about this generation again. You know, this generation, once you can type, you go to Facebook, you go to Twitter, you make yourself authority, and you start advising people about what you don't know. You know? You have never, it's a thin generation, you see people that have never started business before. They say business masterclass. How to start, run, and move your business forward. Then you come and you ask the person the question, can you tell us two businesses you have started? He tells you, number one business is this training. This one I'm training you. This is the first business. And you still sat there. Somebody is not married. He's giving you marital advice. You are seated there. I've told you, for 10 years in this church, I didn't preach about marriage. I did not. 10 years. I said I needed to be married for 10 years before I can start talking about marriage. You see many people, pastors, they just got married 3 months ago. 3 months ago, their wife, the first program of their wife is how to marry well. 3 months. You just married 3 months. Pastor's wife, young pastor, 26-year-old, married a 23-year-old girl. 3 months after, how to marry well. After 3 years, we will know. We will know. Marry people, are you in the house? Some things can only be taught by experience. But this generation, just leave it. You know, it's a generation that when you can talk well, you can make more money, whether you have the experience or not. So please make now they do them, they talk them, they do the thing. But some of us, you will never see us. Hello, I was in the polytechnic. My fellowship had a marriage seminar. We were inviting people. We went to invite our thermodynamics teacher. He believed he's a Chrislam harp teacher. He has a church, Chrislam. He believes in Christianity, in Islam, and he combines it. So we went boldly to invite him for our marriage seminar. Then he asked us one question. Two. Who is the one taking the seminar? We mentioned the person's name. He now asked, is he married? We said, no. He said, you are all stupid. That was when it dawned on us that we are really stupid. So somebody like me, will never marry like me. Now you won't give me married advice. Let's come back. Isaac. I hope you are not stupid, Jack. He walked diligently. There's a room for coaching. That's not what I'm talking about. I hope you understand what I'm saying. A coach does not necessarily know more than the players. He has an information the players don't know. That's not what I'm talking about. So, he walked diligently. Can I beg you, please? Walk diligently. Do you know what? Do you know what? If you don't understand this from the Bible, you might never be blessed. There's only one person we are all working for. His name is God. He will use the owner of a business and the boss to pay you. The boss is a channel. You are not working for your boss. You are working for God. Colossians 3 says that. 3 and 4. I can't remember where it is, but it says that. He said, everything you do, do as if you are working to the Lord. Who will reward you? Once you start working as if you are working for Shina, you will never get it right. You only receive Shina wages. If you work for Shina as if you are working for God, you will receive God's wages. Please, can you go with this secret? Please, I beg you. I know you are angry with the one you are working with. I know, like me, you are a civil servant. 3 years or 4 years, make one promotion, no matter what you do. But work hard. Work diligent. It will still pay off at the end of the day. Are we here, please? Why is everybody quiet like this? Are we still here? I did not say the man is not wicked, but he took you there for a training. The Bible says, he that is not faithful in another man's business, who will give you your own business? Please, are you here, sir? Work diligently. And you only work diligently by working diligently. Go and walk. Go and sweat. Go and walk. Go and work hard. And you know, it's in vogue. I've taught it in the past. I've said it in the past. I don't believe it in it anymore. There's working hard and there's working smart. Whatever you believe, please work hard. Please work smart. Please work. There are many people that are not working and they say they are working smart. If your own is working smart, work. At least working smart, he gets work there. Working hard, he gets work there. Work when no be hard, no smart, he also gets work there. So what do you do at the end of the day? Do what? Work. Don't let anybody deceive you and say, salary is what is giving you for you to forget your dream. If you resign before your time, you will go begging. Are we here? Don't resign before all these people. They just do. I will resign. I have idea. If you have idea, start doing the idea by the side. When it now works, it can feed you. It is paying your children's school fees. It is paying for your house. Then you retire and go. Many people that motivate people, they don't have anything doing apart from motivation. Please, are you here? They don't have anything doing apart from motivation. Don't be motivated into poverty. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have not changed my word. I tell people, entrepreneurship is the highest way of creating wealth. Don't start before your time, or you will suffer. Do you understand, sir? A friend of mine's brother did not work for one day. He rose to be the chairman or the president of Pharmaceutical Council of Nigeria. I don't know if it's council, that association. He rose to become the head. Then one day we were talking to him and we asked him, if you have to start again, what will you not do? He said, never again will I not work for somebody before I start my business. He said, never again. He said, I will go and learn. He said, I will have made it better than now. But the thing where my eyes see, I will never do that. That's one. I have a friend that did not work for anybody. He started. He succeeded. If you ask him, what will you do again? He will tell you, I will never work for anybody still. So I'm not giving you one advice that I'm saying, know you and do you. Are we here, sir? For you to make progress, you need to work diligently. Diligently. So most of the time, we come and we read and we quote about Isaac. And the man was great and he moved forward. I am waxing great. I am moving forward. I am waxing great. This week and this fall, you shall receive good news. You shall receive good news. This fall and this single drop. You do this single drop if you have walked somewhere and you are waiting for something. You did not walk. You did not go out. You are sleeping. And you want somebody to mistakenly transfer money to your account. If you spend it, the pastor will bring them to your house to arrest you. Are we in church? Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Oh Lord, help me. Help me. There is something we call the progress mentality. You must have it. While Paul was writing Philippians chapter 3, he was old and getting to his old age. And now he says, so he said, not as though I have already attained. Ah. Greatest missionary that ever lived. The greatest apostle. When you have the arrivals mentality, you will soon crash. You have never done anything. You are saying, everybody is praising you. You are jumping up and down. Beware of the shout of men. It can put you into trouble. He said, not as though I have already attained. Either were already perfect. But I do what? I follow after. I press on. I follow after. If that I may apprehend. Oh, what is apprehend? Give me another translation. ESV, ESV. But I press on to make it my own. Because Jesus Christ has made it his own. Look at verse 13. Let's go. 13. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But let's go. But can I? And that's one thing you should do. Let's continue. Forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14. I press on. Towards the goal for the price of the upward call of God. Until you die, you have not arrived. There's more things to do. If you don't have the progress mentality, you will soon start dying. Do you know that when you get old, do you know that most of the time when you are sick and they put you on the hospital bed for like 3 weeks and you don't move your body, do you know that you can lose 50% of your muscle? When you sit down and you do nothing, you lose. That's why you don't tell your old people to sit down at home. Let them move. Let something be moving. Don't say, Mama, sit down there. You are killing Mama. Because when you don't use muscle, it shrinks and it dies. What God gave you, if you don't use it, it shrinks and it dies. Have the progress mentality. I have not arrived. I am going. There are more lands to conquer. There are more things to do. That is how you have supernatural progress. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. That is what I've come to do here for you today. Ezra 5, 1 and 2. Now, the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. Let's go. And then, after the prophesied, what happened? Zerubbabel, the son of Shittiah, and Joshua, the son of... They did what? That is what church members do not do. You come on Sunday, they prophesy on you, you hear the word, you go back and sleep, you do nothing. Learn from Zechariah and Joshua. What did they do? Let's continue. They arose and began to rebuild the house of God that is Jerusalem. And the prophet of God were with them, supporting. Give me that verse 2 in King James. That is what we have come to. There's prophetic help. But you need to arise and walk. Then rose up Jerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, and began the business, and began the creation, the creativity, whatever. They began, which is in Abuja, which is in Jerusalem. And let's read the last part. And with them were the prophets of God. Doing what? Helping them. What you have come here for is prophetic help. But many have received prophetic help and they are doing nothing. Can you imagine the kind of word you have received in this church since January till now? Can you imagine the number of declarations you have received in this house in the last 1 year? Can you imagine? In those days, our dear brother Amos came. He's in Benin now. Came and shared testimony about his senior brother that is in Gwarinpa, that feels our church is far from Gwarinpa. And whenever he has a problem, he will come to church. He will sit down in one corner. Brother, you go and sit down in one corner. When he sits, he will carry his Bible. There must be a word. He will receive the word. He will go and do. He will bless. He will not come again. When he needs and that, he comes, sit down at the back. The word must come. But there are some people, they are here forever. They have heard and heard and heard. They are stinking with the word. They have the word of power. They have not arose and done one thing. When are you going to start doing something? We have prayed enough. It's time to walk. Tell somebody, you have prayed enough. It's time to walk. Say, we will not stop praying. Then we'll start walking. I can't say, we will not stop praying. Then we'll start walking. Tell somebody, we will not stop praying. Then we'll start walking. Let me quickly tell you some kind of progress that there are. There is slow progress. There is temporary progress. There is seasonal progress. There is epileptic progress. There is insufficient progress. There is gradual progress. There is continual progress. There are rapid progress. You know, there is stairs, there is escalator, there is lift. There are accelerated progress. There are never ending progress. Which one do you want? Which one are you going to? By prophetic help, I ask that let there be rapid progress for you. Can we stand up on our feet and let us pray? Stand up on your feet. Let's pray. Say, by the word of God in the house today. Say, I make progress. Can I hear you? Say, by this word. Can I hear you? Say, by the prophetic word. Release your eyes and let's pray. Say, by the prophetic word of God in the house today, I make progress. I move forward. I make progress. I move forward. I make progress. I move forward. I make progress. By prophetic word of God in the house today, I make progress. I make progress. I make progress. Can I say no more delay, no more stagnancy, no more restriction? I make progress. I make progress. By the prophetic word of God, I make progress. I make progress. No more delay, no more stagnancy, no more restriction. I make progress. Lift your hands and say with me. Say, I make progress beyond normal. I make progress beyond the norm. I make progress beyond limits. I make progress beyond boundaries. I make progress beyond my imagination. I progress, I progress. Say, by the help of the Lord, I progress. I progress.
by the help of the Lord. I progress. I progress. I progress. I progress. I progress. I progress.
I progress. Lift your two hands up to Him. Lift your two hands up to Him. Lift your two hands to Him. Let the Spirit of God come like a dew upon you. We release ease upon the work of your hands. Let there be a release of ease, like a dew, like a dew, like a dew, like a dew, like a dew. Let the Spirit of ease overwhelm your life like a dew of heaven. Let the Spirit of ease come upon you like a dew of heaven, like a dew of heaven. Wherever you have struggled, we speak ease. We speak ease. You have worked hard, but you have nothing to show. Please stretch forth your hand. Anda libo buria balama zita kanda laba. Everyone having a slow progress, receive divine acceleration. Receive divine acceleration. Receive divine acceleration. Receive divine acceleration. In the name of Jesus. I've had people that over time, before they make one simple progress, they have to fast, they have to pray, they have to struggle, they have to do. God sent me here because of you. He has seen your affliction. He has seen your hard work that has gone unrewarded. But today, the Lord is assisting you. Assist the progress. Let that be your portion. Let men arise and help you. In the name of Jesus, let situation arise for your cause. Let the Lord of the strength defend for your progress. In the name of Jesus. You have wept and you have wept, you have wept. It looks as if everybody has gone ahead of you. But listen, the Lord is holding your hand. He's giving you speed. In the name of Jesus, He's giving you speed. 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 In the name of Jesus. I ask for a swift and sudden progress for you. Swift and sudden progress. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every epileptic progress. Rising today, falling, rising, falling, rising, falling, rising, falling. They come to an end. The Lord give you continuous progress. The path of a righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Your path shines 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 brighter and brighter. In the name of Jesus. If you have lost time, receive accelerated progress. In the name of Jesus. His edge is not on your side. Receive accelerated progress. Accelerated progress. Accelerated progress. Accelerated progress. Accelerated progress. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands as if you want to receive something from the Lord. Just lift your hands to Him. Inebokuria bala kanda liboji da geria lamazida. Whatever is missing in your life for full progress, whatever is missing, the Lord has seen and is making available. In the name of Jesus, for anyone that have lost things, lost opportunities, lost properties, anyone that has been taken advantage of, everyone afflicted by losses, I ask that the Lord will bring His reward into your life.
In the name of Jesus. See, lift your hands to him. Please lift your hands to him. Close your eyes. Lift your hands to him. You will not suffer shame. In the name of Jesus. Never again will there be financial embarrassment in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let the Lord open new doors for you. Let the Lord open new doors for you. Let the Lord open new doors for you. Let the Lord open global doors for you. Let the Lord open international doors for you. In the name of Jesus. Let global doors open for you. Let international doors open for you. In the name of Jesus. What no one has ever experienced in your family, because you are in church today, let the Lord easily and graciously make them available to you. In the name of Jesus. You will smile and you will smile. You will smile and you will smile. You will dance and you will dance. You will celebrate and you will celebrate. In the name of Jesus. Anything between you and where you want to be, the angels of the Lord move them away. Make progress. May the word of God walk in every area of your life. We thank you. We glorify you. Lift your hands to him and just say thank you. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Thank you for your glory, Lord. Thank you. Please stretch your hand here. Whatever is available in the glory, let them be released unto you now. Whatever is available in the glory, in the glory, in the glory, the glory, the glory of his riches, the glory of his kindness, the glory of his mercy, everything available in the glory, let them be released unto you. Let the glory bring progress. We bless you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.